Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. We've got an article today with a number in it that's genuinely hard to ignore.
What number?
26%. That's the share of all announced corporate layoffs in the most recent measured month that were directly attributed to AI. Not to market downturns, not to restructuring, AI. The article is, AI is now driving 26% of all corporate layoffs. UBS data shows, by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog, and it draws on UBS global research.
And that's current, not a projection.
Happening right now. And here's the context that makes it hit harder. At the same point last year, that figure was 0%.
0 to 26 in 12 months.
Brett calls it a step change. AI has moved out of pilot phase inside large organizations and into operational deployment at scale. These aren't experiments anymore.
I know what a lot of SME owners are already thinking. That's a big company problem. They have the budget for this, we don't.
That's the comfortable version, and the article pushes back on it directly. Large enterprises move first because they can absorb the transition costs, but the strategies and the economic pressure flow downward to smaller businesses.
So if your bigger competitors are using AI to cut costs, they're building a structural cost advantage over you.
Exactly. And the second headline number is 42%. That's the share of corporate leaders who now expect AI to significantly reduce their long-term hiring pipelines.
Not a temporary dip and then rehiring. A permanent change to how they scale.
That's Brett's distinction. Structural, not cyclical. Fewer roles needed to operate at scale.
And for SMEs, that means the businesses building AI competency into their existing workforce now will need to hire less to grow later, and they'll compete better on unit economics against bigger incumbents and AI-native startups.
So where does the article go from there? Because the short-term case for cutting headcount through AI looks attractive on paper.
The spreadsheet is happy. Fewer salaries, lower overheads, margin improvement.
Right, but Brett lays out four real costs. First, loss of institutional knowledge. Experienced employees carry client relationships, process nuance, contextual judgment that can't be documented. When they leave, that leaves with them.
And it's extraordinarily hard to rebuild. Someone goes and suddenly nobody knows why a process works the way it does.
Second, employer brand erosion. Companies perceived as running AI-driven layoffs without transparency find talent acquisition significantly harder. Reputation travels fast, and candidates have options.
Third,
reduced adaptability. A workforce in fear of its own replacement doesn't experiment, doesn't surface problems early. You get defensiveness instead of the creative risk-taking that keeps a business competitive, which is precisely when you need people thinking clearly. And fourth, ethical and reputational exposure. Customers are paying close attention to how businesses treat their people. In some markets, regulatory scrutiny is already coming.
So a pure cost-cutting approach saves money short-term and erodes the human capital that sustains the business long-term.
That's Brett's framing. And his alternative starts with a different question. Not which roles can AI replace, but how does AI make my existing team more capable and more effective? Augmentation before automation. Find the repetitive, low-judgment tasks consuming your team's time. Data entry, routine reporting, first-pass document review. Automate those. Protect the roles that need empathy, strategic thinking, client relationships. And reskilling is part of that.
Employees who know how to work with AI become more valuable, not less.
Brett also makes a point about transparency that often gets skipped. Be direct with your team about your AI plans. What will change, what won't, and what support you're providing. Uncertainty breeds attrition. Clarity builds trust.
There's a forward-looking angle in there, too. New roles are already emerging as AI takes on lower judgment tasks. AI trainers, prompt specialists, data curators, output reviewers. The advice is to map those against your current team and find who's best positioned to grow into them. Transition planning rather than redundancy planning. So what's the one thing to do this week? Audit your highest volume repetitive tasks. Find the 5 to 10 tasks in your business that are high in volume and low in judgment. Those are your first AI targets. Automating them frees your team for higher value work rather than threatening their roles.
For me, it's this. Have that honest conversation with your team. Don't wait for them to read these headlines and draw their own conclusions. Tell them your thoughts. Invite them input on what AI can make their work better. The full article is at anabu.io. And if you want to work out exactly how this applies in your business, go over to free AI audit and do it. Worth doing. See you next time.